Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I love this story. Kids beg for a puppy 1,584 times before they turn 18. And I
sounds accurate.
100% agree. Mm-hmm. Weez, you're the only one that's held out and hasn't gotten a puppy yet.
We
right?
are. They have been begging again.
Are they? It's
well, they saw.
They
saw your bulldog baby.
I know, Hermione.
Hermione, and they're like, "Wow, we could get one." Dad, it's not that big. I said. Then I showed a picture of Roxy. I'm like, "That's how big they get."
Yeah, Roxy's like 48 pounds. English bulldog. Willie and Sarah got Hermione. Hermione Allen. Josh, they named a bulldog after you. I know Hermione got the first name, but that's Harry Potter. Harry Potter, Josh Allen, I know they're about equal, but she is the cutest little puppy. But if you're fully against getting a family puppy, you better get ready to say no a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot.
Why?
So the average kid begs their parents for a puppy or pet 1,584 times before they turn 18.
We're getting there.
Survey found 74% of kids have asked for a pet, and they ask an average of 11 times a month. Starting at age 6. During the holidays, guess what? It goes up to about 18 times a month.
Of course it does.
It's a lot. And persistence usually pays off because 2/3 of parents eventually give in and get a pet within 3 years.
Well,
644-9850. Have you given in to getting your kids a pet?
Here's the thing. The payoff is pretty good. These dogs are pretty awesome. We've got two of them, big dog, little dog.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's half the day is hanging around them and doing their thing.
Mm-hmm. And at my house, somebody's hand is always petting Roxy. Like, literally, because bulldogs are just snuggly. They mm-hmm. really don't want to do a lot, and they want to be near the warmest thing in the room in the winter. So if you're sitting there, they'll want to be, like, right under your feet.
Yeah, you are a heat source.
Literally, they love the heat source. So top pet that kids ask for by far is a dog. The rest of the top five, cat, fish, bird, and rabbit.
Beta fish only lasts so long. Then they get sick of them.
My friends got rabbits. Rabbits are cool. They just sit there and stare at you, and then you feed them, and then they go back in their little thing.
Yeah. My niece Jacqueline had a rabbit, Oreo, that lived for years and years and years and years, and it was so amazing. So I'm just wondering, 644-9850, have your kids begged so much for a puppy that you finally gave in? Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
How you doing? This is Jim. My daughter, Gwen, beat me down for a dog. Absolutely beat me down for a dog. It does not matter how many times you say no. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter how many times you say you're going to have to clean up the poop. It doesn't matter. Oh, I'll do it. She beat me down.
Now, what was the final straw that got you to say yes? And how did you get her the puppy?
Because my wife said, you got to get her a dog. She's a good girl. Get her a dog.
Well, so she is a good girl.
Both of them, they tag team me and they beat me down.
And now,
so hold on. So once you surrendered and got the dog, are you happy about the dog?
I hate my dog. No, I'm
scared me for a second.
That's funny.
Here's the thing with my dog.
All
right. My dog sees me, and I'm the play toy. I'm the plaything because that's it. So it doesn't matter what time I walk in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's bark and yell and yell, and now we got to play. And then my daughter goes upstairs and says, "Daddy, I'm tired. I got to go upstairs." And so I am the dog. That's how it works in my house.
So what I'm hearing from you is that the girls have all the power and you're the boy toy in the house?
Oh, you have no idea how true that is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling. Enjoy that puppy of yours. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Did you give in and get a puppy?
I did. We actually just got one in July.
Wow, congratulations. Tell us the story. How did you give in?
Well, my daughter wanted a rabbit. I said no. My sister went and bought the rabbit anyways. And then we were looking through Facebook, and we seen a little German Shepherd puppy. We went and got her.
Oh, yeah. Facebook gets you every time, doesn't it? Especially when it's, like, close by.
Yes. Well, she wasn't. We had to drive.
Right. What was it like the moment you met your puppy?
Oh, it was love at first sight. She was so fluffy.
Mm-hmm. They are so cute. And so you gave in. How many times before you said yes were you asked for a dog?
Oh, I'd say between the three of my daughters, probably about 100 times.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you called. Thanks. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Did you give in when your kids begged for a puppy?
Well, I actually asked for a puppy for 26 years, and my sister bought me a puppy because I had cancer, and she bought me a St. Bernard.
Oh, you lucky girl.
Yes, but she passed away a few years ago, though. But she was 9.
Oh, that's a good life for a St. Bernard.
Yes, it is.
How big did your St. Bernard get? 120?
She was 195 pounds.
Goodness gravy.
That's not a small dog.
That is not a small dog. Did you get the barrel thing for her?
Yes, I did. Her name was Lily.
Oh, my gosh. My sister has a dog named Lily. She's got the Burmese Mountain Dog, which is Lily's like 130 pounds, something like that. Yeah, and the big dogs, they don't know they're big.
No.
We got another dog, and it's a Puggle.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. And most importantly, how are you feeling? Are you good?
I'm good, but my cancer came back, so we're going through it again.
Okay, we'll fight the fight. We're right there with you. Hang in there.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Princess. We'll talk to you soon. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Janet.
All right, so did your kids beg you for a puppy?
Okay, so my entire adult life, I've had dogs and cats.
Okay.
I've had a Rottweiler, a German Shepherd, and a kitty, my kitty.
Mm-hmm.
But they've all since passed, since my kids have been born. And I wasn't ready for the last, for another pet after the last one passed. Finally became ready. Now we have two cats. And they're working on me with a dog. So I have given in, but only because I'm ready for another dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite time. I gave in last, I would say, in the spring when quarantine started.
Mm-hmm.
I this would be it. I'm a teacher. I don't want a dog in the spring or in the fall.
No, of course not.
It's just too much going back to school.
Yep.
So I told them, we can get a dog. Let's try for one. If King Cuomo says we don't have to go back to school in May, this was back in May, we can get a dog.
Right.
We're all gone.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to find dogs. I mean, there's great rescue places you can look, but just keep looking. So you haven't gotten one yet.
We haven't. We have put a down payment on one. We have allergies, so we need
something. Yeah, so you gotta.
So we're getting a mini golden doodle in June.
Nice. Oh, that's exciting. But not until next June, so that's a long wait.
She hasn't been conceived yet.
Gotcha. It's just a thought.
But
you've got a deposit on a thought right now.
Yes, we do. We're not on the list. But now she's trying to work on me for a freaking fish.
Yeah, you want something to tie you over till June. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with the dogs. I'm glad that you're... What?
Wait, 1 second. The cats and the fish don't go together.
They'll be fine.
That's what I keep saying. That's what I keep telling her.
Just saying, that could be a little bit of a scarring situation.
I'm glad that you're giving it some thought as to getting the dog when you're ready for it, because you never want someone to get the dog when it's inconvenient, because I feel like the dog then doesn't get the training it needs. You don't have the time to commit. And if you don't do that, you don't have a dog that makes you happy. So make sure that you have the time for the dog.
Baby kittens, too, Nick. Aren't they the cutest little things ever?
Oh, yeah. They don't need training.
I mean, this is, like, ridiculous cute. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
My name's Jenny.
Jenny, the average child begs for a puppy 1,584 times before they're 18. Have you given in?
Sort of. And the reason I say sort of is because we became a foster family for dogs through Queen City Pitties about 2 years ago. So we have dogs that come in and out of our house pretty frequently. Our last foster was a nine-month-old puppy, and he was like a black and tan coonhound mix, so he was not the littlest puppy. He just got adopted last Friday. My kids are sort of over puppies because we do have dogs come in and out of our house pretty frequently.
How long does a foster dog stay with you usually?
It depends on the situation and on the dog. My last two fosters were pretty fast. Jordan we had for four weeks. And mm-hmm. the one before that we got right during quarantine. She was a two-year-old pocket pitty. So she was about 30 pounds, little pitty, really, really gorgeous. And she was with us about a month and a half. But my first foster was with us for 18 months. But yes, but being with fosters, we've had a whole bunch. We had Mary Kate and Ashley for a while.
Ashley.
Yes, we unfortunately don't get to name our fosters, but we want that name to have some nostalgia so that you connect with your animal. But we go through a very rigorous, you know, procedures when we do adopt a dog out. Mm-hmm. With home visits, to make sure that the dog is right for the family, but also that the family is right for a dog.
Can I just tell you, I'm looking at pocket pitties right now. I cannot even with that beautiful dog.
Oh, my gosh. We have a couple, and we just had a dog come in that we didn't expect that came in on a transport that had puppies. So, you know, their foster mom ended up getting up in the middle of the night. She's amazing and helped deliver seven beautiful puppies into our world.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's really great, you know, to hear, you know, people are looking for dogs. But, yeah, rescues are always looking for foster families, which gives you a temporary fit.
Then,
for a little bit to help an animal, which is awesome.
You do have to be careful with the foster dogs and little kids, though, because sometimes the dogs aren't quite trained the way we'd like them to be. I'll put that red flag up.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, foster families, we work with trainers. My last two fosters were absolutely outstanding because I have a 9 and an 11-year-old.
Right.
They were absolutely outstanding, but we also teach our kids you don't tackle an animal. You know how to
work with
an animal to give distance. And we are really big advocates on the two-week shutdown procedure in our home and then even with our new adoptees, which is a wonderful way to get a dog slowly introduced into your family.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. But, yeah, that's what we do. Our kids don't ask for puppies because we constantly have a dog in and out of our home.
Okay, my in-laws did the fostering thing, and they had the situation where they had a dog for a while and started to fall in love with the dog. And so it was a situation where you got to get rid of the dog, and then they're like, can we keep it? So, you know, you got to be careful. Tough. It's got to be the right chemistry between the foster person and the dog.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Ashley.
Ashley, we're talking about how kids beg for dogs 1,584 times before they're 18 years old. Have you given in to getting a dog?
So I don't have any kids myself, but it took me 10 years to ask my mom for my mom to give in.
So you finally got a dog?
Yeah.
What was the magic in the final asks that got her to say yes?
I actually got my therapist involved.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You needed an emotional support animal. Yeah, I did the same thing. I'm totally with you. Mom, my therapist says, you know, now, is your therapist in on it? Like, did you find a cute dog? And they're like, okay, I'll write you the note.
Well, yeah, basically. My aunt actually fosters dogs, like the previous caller was talking about. And she posted on her Instagram a Mexican hairless dog. And so my mom and I both instantly fell in love, and I was like, Mom, we both really like this dog, and my therapist thinks it's a good idea.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at a picture of a Mexican hairless dog. They're so cool looking.
What did you name your Mexican hairless dog?
Say they're ugly.
What's the name?
I don't want to.
No, but he's ugly.
What's your dog's name?
Bean. Because we got him from a foster place, so we didn't get to name him.
Oh,
that's amazing. You know what? They're a cool animal, and I'm glad you got your way. Good for you. Bring the therapist in. I support it. So there you go. I mean, I just think it's an interesting story that kids beg for dogs that much.
My daughter's listening right now? No.
I know. Yep. Yeah.
No, I got a text. No.
Please, will absolutely give
me. You should get one, dude.
I grew up with a dog. I have nothing against
dogs.
Yeah,
no, you don't have one, though.
Who's going to get stuck with a dog? It's
I don't
be
know.
Me.
I think dogs have this way of bonding family members. Like
once
everybody.
They move out of the house, yeah, probably. I need something to replace them. But
yes, you'll replace them with a dog?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. It's fun, though, to think about getting a dog. But obviously, you've got to give it some time and really do your research.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.